I'm joined by Wissam Tarif from the human rights group ISSAN. Wissam, give us an update on Homs, first of all.
Well, they shelled Homs last night, early hours of the morning. Tanks bombed Bab Amr area. There is a huge number of casualties. There is a huge number of people who are injured and trapped inside Bab Amr. Ambulances weren't able to reach the area. The area is under siege. We have confirmed so far 9 people killed there, but the number might be much higher. There is thousands of people injured inside the area, and there is no medical attention whatsoever inside, and people are not being able to take them to hospitals.
What's your source for this information?
I've talked with people from Homs. We have a researcher from Homs who confirms this information. And last time I talked with him, it was around 1 hour and a half, 1 hour and a half.
So, how are they preventing people reaching ambulances and hospitals?
Well, the area, basically, Homs is loaded with tanks, with army personnel, army equipment, and there are checkpoints on the entrances of neighborhoods. In particular, Bab Amr is surrounded and Bab Sba' is surrounded by military personnel, by military tanks, and there are checkpoints that preventing people to get in or out.
And what about Damascus? Give us the latest on that.
Well, Damascus, Mu'tamiya, there were shooting early hours in the morning. We know that a huge number of people have been detained in Mu'tamiya. I forgot to mention that 500 people were all detained in the last 38 hours in Bab Amr, in Bab Sba', and another area in Homs. While in Mu'tamiya in Damascus, we know that a huge number of detainees also were taken from Mu'tamiya and Saqba early hours of the morning. We know that there were 4 people injured in Mu'tamiya, and they were injured by live bullets from the security, and those 4 people were kidnapped by the security, and they run a serious risk on their life if they don't provide immediate medical attention.
Yesterday, Amnesty International said that the killings appeared to be spiraling out of control. Would you agree?
Definitely, it is out of control. There are snipers deployed on rooftops. People are being trapped in their houses. We're talking about 9 places, 9 major, highly populated areas of Damascus, which is the suburbs. Like, just rich people live inside Chalan and inside Abu Rumani and Rauda, which is downtown Damascus. But the middle class and working class live in the suburb. This is a very highly populated area where we're seeing snipers deployed on rooftops, the military checkpoints. There are tanks on the entrances. Mu'tamiya, we haven't been able to reach it this morning. There's big communication problem all over these areas, and in particular in Mu'tamiya.
And I gather that some people who've been released recently have shown signs of torture.
Yeah, that is accurate. We have collected so many testimonies of people who were tortured inside jails. There were different kinds of torture. People, when they are inside a city or a town, they are gathering people in a soccer and football stadium or in high schools or any governmental building that has big space. The people there are being selected, like people between 15 and 65, sometimes 70, they are being detained. They beat people in these soccer stadiums or in their schools, but when they arrive to security branches, they put them naked, then cold water, then collective beating. In many occasions, some guys' nails were pulled from their fingers. Heavy beating with Kalashnikov bots. Many of the people who were released, like, they had huge bruises, marks, cuts on their body. So yes, they are using the whole wide range of torture inside jails on detainees.
Now, within the last few weeks, there have been reports that some soldiers have been shot for refusing to fire against protesters. are we having, are there less reports of that nature now?
Well, it is one of the questions which is happening in Homs. Why they had to shell on a neighborhood? Why to use tanks? People who we've been able to talk with in Homs, and we know for sure that last Friday, 9 soldiers defected, so it seems there are defection, and a lot of the shooting is happening between security and the army, or the army and other part of the army. So it seems, yes, there are defections happening, and they are also being treated with military operation, and it seems like that's what is justifying the huge number of casualties inside the army. And we have seen many protests and many funerals of army personnel that ends up becoming a demo anti-regime, and the family accusing openly the army of killing the soldier because they refuse to fire on protesters.
Are you saying that's why they're using tanks?
Well, in Homs, nothing justifies the shelling. Well, and in Daraa, unless they are fighting another part of the army. And I think this is what happened in Homs. I think Homs is a very good example because we know that many soldiers defected last Friday. Since Friday, they have sieged Bab Amr and Bab Sba and other areas in Homs. And today, they reached the level of using heavy ammunition, bombing specific areas of the city.
What do you think is going to happen over the next few days and weeks?
I think after what we heard Hussein Shaban saying, and then the president's cousin Makhlouf saying yesterday, they declared war on the people.
They will fight to the end.
They will fight to the end. Fight who? They will fight peaceful protesters who are on the ground asking to live with dignity and freedom. Shooting people in the head, is that fighting to the end? Fighting whom? He's threatening his own people and regional security to continue being in power. This is a dictator. This is a ruthless dictator, a ruthless regime that is willing to do anything to stay in power. The international community should stop sending its messages. We're talking about a ruthless dictator who's willing to take Syrian people as hostages and take the region as a hostage to stay in power. This is what Rami Makhlouf said. This is what Shaban has said yesterday. They didn't say it exactly these words, but this is what everyone understood. And they are using wide range of oppression tools. Today they referred 137 students from Damascus University to disciplinary committees because they participated in a protest. Those same students cannot go inside the campus of the university to meet the disciplinary committee because they will be arrested by security forces, which means basically they expelled them from university.
So is the crackdown preventing protests now, or are protests continuing?
We have an army deployed all over the country. We have the machinery of oppression operating to the maximum. And even though we have seen people protesting, courageous people protesting in Latakia, courageous women protesting inside Damascus, courageous people in Zebedani, we have seen protests all over the country. But of course, it's not protests of millions of people. The army checkpoints is in every street, in every neighborhood. The security apparatus are everywhere. People are isolated inside their homes. What would Al-Assad, what would Shaban, what would Makhlouf do? They will continue keeping Syria under military occupation? This is a colonization of society, a military that is preventing people from stepping out to their ordinary life. What would they do when they want to bring the country back to a semi-normal life? They know it very well. It happened in Daraa. It happened in other places. When the army pulls out, the people will protest. And this is what will happen. They can't keep the army forever in the streets, and they can't lock everyone indoor forever. When the army pulls out, the people will protest. That's what will happen.
Okay, Wissam. Thanks very much.
Thank you.